This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
But I'm not alone in the studio because next week a show opens at the Arts Centre. It's called Passion, and I am joined by two of the stars, Kane Alexander and Teresa Borg. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Hi there.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. Now, Kane Alexander, tell us, what is Passion all about?
Oh, look, it's a magnificent piece about an army captain, Giorgio, who I play, who is in love with this beautiful married woman. He has a mistress, very, very Italian. And he has to leave her to go to a remote military outpost. And when he goes there, he meets another female character, Fosca, who is sort of a sickly, very interesting character who becomes quite obsessed with him.
She's a difficult woman.
She's wild.
And is this your character? Or is this the one?
Yes. I'm playing Fosca.
Yes.
Loving it.
All right. So what do you bring to it? What is the character like? And how do you bring life to it?
Well, I hope what I'm bringing to it is a fully rounded, very self-aware human being. You know, I think that Fosca is a difficult woman because she's trapped in a time and place where she really can't express herself. And she sees Giorgio as perhaps an avenue to rescue, and she just launches herself at him like she's on a jet ski and hangs on and for grim death, really. Won't let him go.
Now, the show is written by Stephen Sondheim, who people will know is writing Sunday in the Park with George and Into the Woods. What is the show? What is the music like? Is it sort of classic Sondheim?
Well,
or
Sondheim calls it one long rhapsody.
Okay.
And it is absolutely glorious. It's like a net of gold and silver. And I was lucky enough to see it in New York last year at the Classic Stage Company, starring Judy Kuhn as Fosca. And I went with friends and we all floated out. It's absolutely beautiful music. It is Sondheim-esque. Well, of course it is. It's Sondheim. But I think it's sort of one step further into romanticism. And it's also one of only two projects that Sondheim himself initiated. He initiated Passion after seeing the movie. He really wanted to write it. I think he felt a great affinity for the characters.
Yeah, and musically, it's very lush and romantic, but also has all these incredible orchestral textures right through it. The orchestrations are magnificent. And we have a full Broadway orchestrations, orchestral lineup for this production. So it's very exciting to hear it like that.
Yeah, and
we can't wait for Zitzproba. We're hanging out for Saturday.
Now, your character, Kane, tell us about your character.
Look, he's
the romantic lead.
He's a romantic lead, yes, and he's a very intelligent, deeply feeling person, and I think that puts him at odds with the rest of the men, in the outpost. And I think that's also why Fosca has this connection with him instantly. Very similar in that way. I think it's really is, the show is sort of told through his eyes, and it's very intense and often uncomfortable. And I guess the great thing about this piece is that it really, as an audience member, you have to participate. There are lots of questions to be answered, and you have to form your own opinions about the journey. So that's the challenge for us as actors. But it's also a challenging piece as an audience member.
Now, in terms of the music, are there songs that are well known from this show, or what are the songs that stand out as performers for you that you're really looking forward to bringing to life next week?
Well, in true Sondheim fashion, I mean, Sondheim writes songs that that aren't like stop the action and sing sort of arias. It's all about moving the story forward and sort of developing the characterizations.
So
there are themes that I'm sure some people will know. A lot of artists have covered some of the songs, in particularly in jazz format. So, but you know, not as well known as some of his songs, you know, Send in the Clowns and all that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be themes through the show that people think that's familiar. Yeah.
The two most famous, I think, are Happiness, which is a big duet that's sung between Clara and Giorgio when the show opens. They're in bed together. And Loving You, which Fosca sings to Giorgio and which really sort of trips the balance of the show in the second act.
Now, you guys are also joined by Sylvie Palladino. And if people have looked at the trams going past Melbourne, your three faces are on there, aren't they? Now, how have you guys gone together, you know, working together on this? Because it's been something that you've been, or it's been in the works for quite a while, yeah.
It has, yeah. Well, Teresa and I had worked together in Les Miserables many years ago. We won't say how many years, but...
that's off limits.
But and I've worked together with Sylvie a number of times as well. And have you worked with Sylvie before, Teresa?
No.
She normally says she won't work with you, doesn't she?
But we're more sort of opening night friends, you know, waving at each other across a crowded room. Yeah. But it's such a privilege to work with Sylvie. You know, she's singing this absolutely gloriously, you know, because she's really the romantic lead, wouldn't you say,
with you?
Yeah,
definitely.
She sounds amazing, and it's great fun to be this trio of characters.
Fantastic. Now, it's called Passion. We're going to hear one of the songs from it right now. Now, this is a Broadway recording, is it?
Well, this is actually a jazz recording, jazz/pop recording. It doesn't sound like this in the show, but this is sung by Nancy Wilson, a famous jazz singer, and Peebo Bryson, I think, makes an appearance in this as well. So we thought it might be nice to hear something from the show, but in a different sort of format.
Brilliant.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Loving you is not a choice, it's who I am. Loving you is not a choice and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why.
Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control. Loving you, I have a goal, a reason for my life.
Everywhere I turn, you are there. Everywhere I look, things are different. Everything seems right. Everything seems possible. Every moment bursts with feeling.
Why is love so easy to give and so hard to receive?
But though I want to live, I now can leave with what I never knew.
I'm someone to be loved, and that I learned from you, you.
Now at last I see what comes from feeling loved. Strange how merely feeling loved, you see things clearly, things I feared like the world itself. I now love dearly. I want to live. Now I want to live just from being loved.
All that pain I nursed inside for all those years. All
that faint and bitter self-concern. All those fears and all that pride have vanished into air. I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave.
Now that I am loved.
Now that I am loved.
I don't want to leave.
I will live and I would die for you.
I would live
and I would die
for you.
Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9. Oh,
that's a version from one of the songs from Passion, which is opening at the Arts Centre next week. It stars the two people that are in the studio right now, Teresa and Kane. And now that's quite a different version from the version that we're going to see as part of the show, isn't it?
Very, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now, this is Teresa's song in the show, so, yeah, and like you said, it's a very pivotal moment, you know, drama-wise, so, yeah, quite different to that. We don't croon in this version.
No, we don't croon. We're attempting to tell a truth.
Right. Yes. So, of the show, as performers, what is the best part about this show to perform?
I think it's the epic quality of it. You know, the epic quality of this love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really love that it's the sort of fairy tale where the witch gets the guy.
All right.
You know, instead of the princess.
Unexpected.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I've been in love with the show since I first saw bits of it, you know, on video, probably in about 1995, and I happened to be doing Phantom of the Opera at that point. And it occurred to me all that time ago that Fosca was a bit like the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera, and the story was a little bit sort of reversed.
Right.
And I think it's wonderful to have a woman like that on stage and to have the fella deal with that.
Well, we don't see that very often, do we? In theatre, generally, in drama, really.
Yeah.
I mean, something like Wicked is very unusual to have these sort of two strong female characters.
And I think that, you know, I think Sondheim was really a bit ahead of his time when this first opened. It had great critical acclaim, but the audience's reactions were very mixed. They were very challenged by the romance between Fosca and Giorgio.
Yeah.
And, you know, walking out and screaming at the stage and all sorts of things. But I really think that the show over the last, it's 20 years old this year, it's really come of age. And in a way, I think some things like Wicked have opened the door for Fosca, because we're, you know, we're able to look at a difficult woman and say, well, what made her like that?
Fantastic. What about for you, Kane? What are the things that you're looking forward to the most?
Look, likewise, I saw this show on Broadway when I was 16.
Just recently?
Yeah, exactly. It was last year. Thank you very much. And I remember it had a huge impact on me. It was my first visit to New York, and I loved the piece and have done for all these years. I think for me, it's incredible to be able to perform a piece like this with such a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters are so fleshed out. They're so well written. And it does, it takes the audience on that journey as well. And it's very divisive, this show. I think that's why I had such mixed reviews. You know, some people absolutely love it with all their heart, and some people just find it really aggravating and challenging because they're just not used to seeing characters, you know, portrayed in this way, particularly like Teresa said, women characters.
Yeah.
It can be quite confronting.
They're quite brutal in places, the relationships. It's not like you sing and dance along sort of music theatre experience, but it's a very poetic experience that really asks the audience to draw on their own experience. And some people will like Giorgio, some people will like Fosca, and everybody will adore Sylvie's singing, so they'll all love her.
But everyone will be swept up in this story. There's no escaping that.
Well, people need to be quick if they're going to see this, because it's a very short run, isn't it? Four shows only.
That's right.
Starts next Wednesday, the 5th of November, at the Arts Centre. It's called Passion, and people need to go to artscentremelbourne.com.au for all of the info.
Correct.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.